What is the Christian devotional, a guide to meaning and practice in the relentless noise of modern life? The pings of notifications, the hum of traffic, the endless to-do lists. There exists a centuries-old Christian practice designed to create a sanctuary of silence and connection. It's known as the devotional, or quiet time. For many, the term might conjure images of a person hunched over a well-worn Bible at dawn, a cup of coffee steaming beside them. But a devotional is far more than a religious routine. It is the intentional cultivation of a relationship, a daily homecoming for the soul. What exactly is a devotional? At its core, a devotional is a dedicated time set aside to connect with God through spiritual disciplines. It is a personal, daily appointment with the divine. While practices vary widely across denominations and individuals, a classic devotional structure often includes three key elements: reading. This is typically the foundation. It involves reading a passage from the Bible, not as an academic exercise, but as a way to listen for God's voice. Many people use reading plans, ranging from a few verses to a chapter a day, to guide them systematically through Scripture. Reflection and meditation. After reading, the practice moves from the head to the heart. This is a time of quiet contemplation. Questions are asked. What is this passage saying? What does it reveal about God's character? What is it asking of me? It's less about information and more about transformation, allowing the truth of the text to sink in and take root. Prayer. This is the response. Stirred by the reading and reflection, prayer becomes a two-way conversation. It might involve worship, praising God for who He is, confession, acknowledging shortcomings, thanksgiving, expressing gratitude, and supplication, bringing personal and others. Needs before God. The why, more than habit, a matter of the heart. Why do millions of believers throughout history prioritize this daily practice? The reasons are profound and deeply practical. To nourish the soul, just as our bodies need daily food, Christians believe their spirits require spiritual nourishment. The devotional is a meal for the inner self, providing strength, wisdom, and comfort for the day ahead. To cultivate relationship. Christianity is fundamentally about a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Any relationship withers without communication and shared time. A devotional is the dedicated space to foster that intimacy, moving God from a concept to a companion. To recalibrate perspective, the world constantly tells us what to value: success, appearance, wealth. A devotional recenters the soul on a different set of values: love, grace, mercy, and eternity. It provides a view from above that helps navigate the challenges of the day with peace and purpose, to find strength and guidance. Life is fraught with decisions, anxieties, and trials. The devotional is a touchpoint to seek divine guidance, lay down burdens, and draw on a strength greater than one's own. The how, making it your own. There is no one-size-fits-all formula. The beauty of the practice lies in its flexibility. For some, a structured guide, like Oswald Chambers' My Utmost for His Highest, or Sarah Young's Jesus Calling, provides a helpful starting point with a short reading and a thoughtful prompt. For others, it's simply a journal, a Bible, and silence. The time of day varies too. While mornings are popular for setting the compass for the day, a lunch break walk or evening reflection can be just as meaningful. The key is consistency and intentionality, not legalism. It's about quality of heart, not quantity of minutes. A practice for everyone. It's a common misconception that devotionals are only for seminary students or spiritual giants. On the contrary, they are for the weary parent, the busy student, the struggling entrepreneur, and the retired grandparent. They are for anyone who senses a hunger for something more than the daily grind can offer. The Christian devotional is an invitation. It is an invitation to step out of the chaos and into the calm, to trade anxiety for peace, and to transform a distant deity into a present friend. It is, in the end, the daily practice of coming home to a quiet heart.